funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, December 30th. Surprise? The moon squares unpredictable Uranus at 7:30 a.m. this morning, but green lights come on a few minutes later as the Skywatch clears. The best hours for the day for important calls and business will follow as the moon trines psychic Neptune at 10 a.m. and then trines lucky Jupiter at 12:29 p.m. Caution lights will come on a minute later as the moon turns void, of course, until she enters Cancer at 6:45 p.m. this evening. The moon will be almost full tonight. Our emotions and the tides of the ocean will rise because of it, and some folks will become lunatics. You'll hear sirens in the city while we hear the coyotes all singing like they're in a choir, howling on the South Texas coast. Best to keep it simple and be safe tonight. If your birthday is this week, December 27th through January 2nd, you're about to enter one of the most powerful periods in your life, Capricorn. Pluto is now in your sign and headed your way to conjunct your sun. Pluto brings you a time of transformation when you can leave your caterpillar ways and grow butterfly wings, when you can claim your mantle and become the force you seek to be, and when your work pays off. That's big stuff. Pluto only comes this way once in 250 years. 2010 will be a warm-up for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Matters of the past must be dealt with first. Mars and Mercury retrograde in your new solar return urge you to rethink your objectives and to clean up your desk so you'll be ready for new ideas and changes that are ahead. Sweet Venus is in your sign in your new chart of the year, and she'll help you connect with good kissers and rich chocolate. Get ready for your 15 minutes of fame, Capricorn. Times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. Well, I've been telling you about this very special date, December 30th, when we'll be having some of your favorite metaphysicians on the program for just a segment each, giving us a little bit of a preview of what they see for 2010. And by the way, all of the guests on this hour will be making their predictions on our Seeing Beyond website. That's seeingbeyond.com, and those predictions of your favorite metaphysicians are going to be going up there December 31st at exactly midnight. Our first guest is Linda Crouse Anderson. She's been a guest on the program several times before. She's an ordained metaphysical minister with a master's degree in metaphysical science. She's a natural, empathic, intuitive, master clairvoyant, clairaudient, and even clairsentient. She specializes in angel therapy and metaphysical counseling. Her high standard of ethics and respect allow her to provide you with insight into relationships, family, career, or any challenges you may face. She can empower you to release old patterns of fear, anger, poor self-esteem, spiritual obstacles, and more. Linda, it's good to get you back on the program.
Well, hi, Bonnie. It's great to be back. Thank you.
How did you get started on your metaphysical journey?
Well, it's something that I grew up with. It was very encouraged in my home, but I always knew that I had these gifts, but I never really pursued them until it was pretty much I went through a bad relationship after my marriage broke up, and, you know, I was drinking a lot and just doing stupid things, and I was about 50 pounds overweight, and I decided, you know what, life isn't happening for me. So it was kind of like a metaphysical thump in the head for me. So I just started turning to my spirituality, and I started in with the angels. I started with the tarot, then got interested in the angels and signed up for a class with Doreen Sun, And
you're talking about Doreen Virtue, our good friend.
Doreen Virtue, and with her son Charles in Sedona, Arizona, and it's just taken off from there.
So the angels are on your side. What would you say to somebody who says, well, I've never been able to connect with my angels?
Well, the thing is, they connect with them all the time. They just don't realize it's happening. There's a lot of ways that angels connect with us. There's if you've ever heard a ringing in your ear or a high-pitched sound or coins on the ground, feathers in very bizarre places. All sorts of things.
Repetitive, you know, it's interesting.
Numbers.
Since the time I was a little girl, every once in a while I hear this exactly what you said, this high-pitched ring in my ear. It's usually my right ear, and I've always felt like it was something saying to me, pay attention to what's going on right this minute. This is a really important thing to pay attention to.
Exactly. And so people, you know, they just don't know what's happening. And so it's been happening their whole life, and they just don't know what to look for.
What's your current interest, and will you incorporate it into your current practice?
I'm looking now into past life regression.
Mm.
I'm fascinated with past life regression. And, yes, once I get this down, I am going to definitely put it into my list of tricks here.
Well, I'll tell you, I think it is so important. Many of our listeners know that I had what is called a bleed-through. That's what I call it anyway, a past life that bled through while I was awake and alert at the age of 9 years old. It changed my whole way of seeing the world. So I think this is so important. And when you talk about past life regression, it means you're actually going to be, instead of giving people their past lives, you're going to be helping them to discover them for themselves.
Exactly. And this way, there's a lot of things that go on in our life, a lot of blocks, a lot of phobias that can all be cured just by knowing what they come from.
What's the major topic your clients want to consult with you about? I mean, you've certainly talked to many of Seeing Beyond listeners and others.
Well, the top two have to be love and money.
I'm not surprised.
Everybody wants to know about love and money. You know, which, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. It's all, you know, we want to have the love to feel whole, even though, you know, it's ourselves that make us whole, and the money so that we can be comfortable.
And the good news is that Linda has a very special offering for you Seeing Beyond listeners. For the month of January, she's going to be offering for the first-time clients, that's her first-time clients, a rate of $1 per minute, 30-minute minimum, and it's quite a savings as her current rate is $1.25 per hour and 75 cents per half hour. So that is $1 per minute. You just need to sign up for 30 minutes, and you can call her toll-free, 888-WINGS-58. That's 888-WINGS-58, or email her at ICA_girl@yahoo.com. She's got a great website. You can check that out at wingsoflove.com, but love is spelled L-U-V, so it's wingsoflove.com. Well, this is a very special time. As you know, Linda, we're moving, transitioning. Some of us still hanging off with our fingernails, but in any event, we're going to be carried forward into 2010, away from 2009. Oh, gosh, just another day left. Any idea about how you could, in just a few words, give a synopsis of how 2010 is going to be different, if it is, from 2009?
2010, I believe, is going to be a huge year for personal growth. Huge year.
Mm-hmm.
People have all bought into the, everybody says, it's the way the economy is. Well, the economy's not going to be that way for much longer. And, you know, a lot of that is people buying into it. Now, people who've been laid off may say something different, but people get laid off all the time. And we just can't put our power into those things.
So you feel like the economy is going to be improving in 2010?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Well, that's good news for a lot of people. Anything else that you're seeing beyond? And, of course, I know you're going to be doing your predictions. We don't want to tap into those right now because we want people to be surprised at midnight. But any other kind of main thing or general thing you'd like to say about this transition?
Well, I think a lot of people are tired the way their lives have been going, and they're looking for something new. So they're going to open themselves up a lot more to their spirituality.
And do you think that there are going to be more opportunities out there for people who have a kind of a different path?
Absolutely. We're already experiencing that. We're experiencing a lot of holistic medicine and that sort of thing. So, yes.
What an exciting time we're in. Now, what about workshops and lectures? Are you planning any of those for January?
I don't have it on the books as of yet, but I plan to be at Inner Journey, either doing a workshop or a class.
Mm-hmm.
So that will either be a tarot class or a angel manifestation class. And I do have a new meetup, the Mountain View Angels meetup, and we go through a lot of angel therapy there.
Oh, that's great. Is that like just an ongoing group?
Ongoing group.
Mm, when is that taking place?
It will be probably the first week in January, but people can just connect on www.meetup.com and look for the Mountain View Angels Meetup, and they'll find me.
Okay, now is that something you do in person or over the Internet?
No, it's something I do in person. It's held in my home.
Oh, I love that. Okay, great. Give that URL again.
www.meetup.com.
Okay, and the main website for Linda is Wings of Love, wingsofluv.com. You can also reach her at 888-WINGS-58. That's 1-888-WINGS-58. In your perspective, Linda, what is the greatest service you offer for your clients?
Giving them the tools to change their life. Don't tell them, okay, this is going to happen. You're going to meet a guy at 7-Eleven on April 20th, 2012. I don't go there. I give them the tools so that they can put their manifestation out to the universe, their manifestation, their intent, and create that for themselves. And they know how to better their life.
That sounds wonderful, and it also sounds like there are going to be lots of openings for our Sing Beyond listeners and others in this new year.
Yes.
Well, for the month of January, Linda is offering for the first-time clients a rate of $1 per minute. You need a 30-minute minimum, but that's quite a savings as their current rate is $125 per hour and $75 per half hour. Call her toll-free at 888-WINGS-58. 1-888-WINGS-58, or you can go to the website Wings of Love, wingsofluv.com. Of course, all that information is right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. And Linda, we're going to be very much looking forward to seeing your predictions up on our website, 12 o'clock midnight on January 31st. You have a wonderful new year, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Thank you so much, Bonnie, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Thank you to you. Will you stay with us because we've got some more of your favorite metaphysicians, one on for each segment of today as we continue to see beyond.
What will 2010 bring to you? Why wonder when you have the power to control your own success? Attend Energy by Design, a compelling two-part seminar series starting January 15th in San Francisco. Learn how you can kiss fate goodbye from the always entertaining Dr. Fred Alan Wolf, a.k.a. Dr. Quantum, world-acclaimed quantum physicist and popularizer of the science-spirit connection. You've seen him in the movie The Secret. Now see him live. Seats are limited, so reserve now for this exclusive series that also features Feng Shui Master Joey Yap, who joins Dr. Wolf on March 19th, again in San Francisco, for a rare audience Q&A session. Learn what energy is really all about from a quantum physicist and spiritual point of view, and learn practical and proven methods that will help you achieve greater success in 2010 and beyond. Go to their ad on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website, seeingbeyond.com, where you'll get all of the information you need and can purchase tickets online.
Welcome to Seeing Beyond. Isn't it fun to have so many of your favorite metaphysicians participating both on the air this hour as well as giving their predictions for 2010, which again will be going right up there on the Seeing Beyond website at midnight, December 31st. Well, I love astrology, as many of you know, and so it's always a great pleasure to reintroduce you to Stéphane Benel. He's an internationally renowned astrologer and tarot card reader. He works with a unique synthesis of astrology, tarot, Kabbalah, and psychology. He is also the primary exponent of information received from the master Hilarion. Stéphane, it's so good to have you here back on the airwaves with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie. Nice to be here again.
Well, you were one of the contributors to our predictions in 2009, and again, you'll be contributing 2010. Let's go back over some of the things you said in 2009. Anything you'd like to share with our Seeing Beyond listeners? Because I think they always like to compare years. They'd like to know what's different between 2009 and 2010.
Well, there are some things which occurred in 2009 which will be carrying over into 2010. And it's always interesting to see how, you know, the archetypal energies of the cosmos play out in actual events. I've been talking about this Saturn-Uranus opposition that's been going on since November 4th, 2008. And that is very relatable to the tensions over the healthcare debate. Saturn is like authority and restriction and Uranus is freedom and independence. And you can sort of see the debate on both sides is where, like, the conservatives fear that Saturn would be like big government controlling their Uranian freedom. And then the progressives feel that it's time for us to be free of the economic control of insurance companies. So both sides are seeing it as, like, you know, freedom versus the authoritative control. And that will, you know, continue on into next year. Now, the other tension that I was aware of that I was wondering how it would play out is, for the first time since 2001, there would be a square between Saturn and Pluto. And it was hitting the chart of the United States, Barack Obama and Joseph Biden all at the same time, and this occurred in November, and actually it was like within days of the the shooting massacre in Texas.
Oh, that's so tragic.
That seems to be how that played out, and I'm happy I was actually out of the country at that time in Ireland. And I also think, you know, Pluto in Capricorn, it's about us really needing to transform the way we live materially on this planet and so on. And I think the background to this will be going on until 2025, is relatable to the conference on climate change taking place right now. And Saturn has just moved into Libra, which is the sign of fairness and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So these themes of changing the power structures and the way we live, you know, materially on the planet, with a sense of Saturn responsibility and fairness and working out partnerships. But it's a tension, so it's been hard for them to make a deal. You know, it's kind of relatable to the frustrations felt there. But it's also, you know, tensions is also times when we're just forced to get engaged. And so it's time to start doing that. And even though it seems to be slow and, you know, and not very fruitful, it's still starting a process. So that's kind of the moods of things, you know, as we move into 2010, sorry. But in 2010, there's definitely a sense of things sort of upping the ante, as it were. I mean, in the early part of the year, these Saturn-Uranus, Saturn-Pluto tensions sort of continue. They occur a couple more times, and those are sort of replays. But in May, Uranus goes into Aries. It's been in Pisces since 2003, which is a watery, emotional sign. And Aries is more of a feisty, some potentially aggressive sign. It hasn't been there since 1928, so this is a big change. And Jupiter will go into Aries right almost days afterwards. Now, Jupiter in Aries makes you think you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods, by the way, has Jupiter in Aries.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, until you realize you can't. Also like Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
And so this Uranus going into Aries, Jupiter going into Aries, on June 8th there will be a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. This should be a lot of, you know, powerful enthusiasm and energy and willfulness. It's like to have a little bit of insight. Hilarion, the Ascended Master, whose channelings I work with, he says that someone who is Aries, Sun Sign Aries, is someone who in some previous lifetime risked their own life to come to the rescue of another individual. As a reward for that, they're given an additional energy, physically, mentally, emotionally. Their lesson is to be able to express this energy in such a way that it doesn't harm others or themselves through aggressive or violent expression or behavior. Like they say, there's two kinds of Aries. There's what we call the obvious Aries, and they are usually beating up everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's what we call the quiet Aries, and they are usually beating up themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the lesson is don't beat up anybody, just chill, as I say it. So, and Uranus is about independence, freedom from old patterns that have outlived their purpose, and openness to the unusual and the different and the unconventional. So these two planets connecting up in Aries, and then, on July 6th, Jupiter goes into Aries. July 8th, Jupiter conjuncts Uranus. On July 24th, Jupiter squares Pluto from Aries to Capricorn. And on July 26th, there's another Saturn-Uranus opposition, but it's in Libra and Aries. And, you know, the key phrase for Libra is, I seek myself through what I unite. The key phrase for Aries is, I seek myself through myself.
Uh-huh.
Well, different approaches. So that is going to be an intense period next year. Now, how it plays out, boy, it's anybody's guess. It's still going to be affecting some of these key points in the charts of the U.S. and Barack Obama, Joseph Biden. And, but then afterwards in August is when things start to back off. You know, Uranus goes back into Pisces, Jupiter goes back into Pisces, and October, November, December, even the Pluto-Saturn square that's going on, it starts to lighten up. So it looks like, similar kind of tensions in the early part of the year, and then this very new influx of energies in like May, June, July, early August. That seems to be a very intense period of the year. And then in the fall, it looks like we'll get a reprieve before things kind of gear up again in 2011.
So you're saying that 2010 is really upping the ante. A lot of people are concerned about the economy. Do you see the economy continuing the way it is now? Do you see some improvement or a slide?
I think it'll continue to slowly improve. And then, again, in this intense period this summer, it's sort of anybody's bet. You know, there could be some, like, real breakthroughs there. Or there could be some kind of shocks.
What would you say is the biggest change, if there is one, between the year 2009 and 2010, Stefan?
I think that we're moving out of mutable signs, which is signs at the end of the season. You know, Pisces, Virgo, Sagittarius, and this is really about, you know, trying to work out details on things that were already set in motion. In 2010, we're moving into cardinal signs, which is like the beginning of the season. Aries is the beginning of spring. Cancer is the beginning of summer, Libra is the beginning of fall, Capricorn is the beginning of winter. And so I think there's it's just going to be much more energy around to start new things, you know, and it's going to be a bit challenging. You know, this Aries energy will be really good for people who are Aries, Sagittarius, Leos, Geminis, Aquarians. But to Libras, Cancers, and Capricorns, you know, it could be very, very difficult and very challenging. I think it's still going to be difficult for governmental bodies.
Would you say it's kind of like if you don't get moving, something will get you moving?
Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
You know, I've said so many times on the program, Stefan, that it's important that we decide whether or not we want to affect our lives or be at the effect of our lives. It sounds like this is the time to really exponentially make that decision. Well, the great news is that Stefan Vanel is going to be among your favorite metaphysicians, making his really precise, I mean, much more than we can do here in this short segment of Seeing Beyond, his preciser predictions for the year 2010, and that's going up on our website, seeingbeyond.com, right on December 31st, midnight. So, Stefan, thank you so much for participating in that. And if people want to connect with you, what is your website?
My website is spiritualcompany.com, company all spelled out.
spiritualcompany.com, and you're available for doing sessions for people. We just have a minute. Why don't you let them know how you combine, oh my goodness sakes, the astrology, the tarot, and even the Kabbalah?
Well, my best tarot reading that I do is a Kabbalistic Tree of Life reading, which is a whole map of your soul and psyche. People say it's like 6 months of therapy in 2 hours. And my specialty is combining that with astrology. Because to me, astrology shows what are the lessons your soul agreed to work on and grow through in this life, and the transits will show what's kind of hitting you now. But with astrology by itself, you can't see what you're doing with it or what growth you've reached having worked on those things for these many years already. And that's what I can see in the cards. My latest analogy is the astrology chart is the curriculum you signed up for in this life. The transits are your current exams, and the reading is your report cards.
Well, I am hoping, Stefan, that we can get you back on the program for an entire hour when we can take some listener calls, where we can go into even more detail about your predictions for 2010. And again, if you want to connect with Stefan Vanel for a reading, I had a reading about 3-4 years ago with Stefan. It was absolutely fantastic. And he does varying degrees and times and that sort of thing, how long the readings are. So connect with him about all of that information. Again, his website is spiritualcompany.com. His predictions up there on our Seeing Beyond website at midnight, December 31st. Stefan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond. Are you having a birthday, wedding shower, housewarming, graduation, office, Halloween, New Year's, Christmas, or dinner party? Want to try something different to entertain your friends and associates? The Trained Clairvoyance at the Berkeley Psychic Institute will come to your event and do psychic readings. Call Psychic Entertainment Services at 510-644-1600 for more information. That's 510-644-1600. Welcome back. This is Bonnie Colleen, and isn't it fun to have some of your very favorite metaphysicians right here on the airwaves with us today, December 30th, right on the hinge of the new year. And remember, we'll be putting our Seeing Beyond predictions up on the homepage of our website, and that will be midnight, December 31st. Well, I've been promising him, and we've got Lance Ferguson with us. Of course, he is our Skywatch astrologer. You can always hear him at 7 o'clock, or 8 o'clock, I should say, in the morning here on Seeing Beyond. You can also, of course, read his Skywatch on our website. Lance, it's so good to have you here with us. I think a lot of people want to know about the difference between 2 years. I mean, we're looking forward to something new and different and hopefully better. Do you see anything as an astrologer that is significantly different about 2009 and our new year, 2010?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah, you know, I was sitting here making notes. What happened in 2009 was that Saturn, the planet of I'm limitation, I'm responsibility, lined up opposite Uranus, the planet of changes. Whoa! So all of a sudden, we got more rocks in our backpack. We all underwent changes that were like heavy. The system, the structures of the world. This is a once in 40-year alignment, and it's not over with. It's not quite over with. There's a piece of it still in 2010. But, Bonnie, the big difference is in 2010, Jupiter, the lucky Jupiter, will meet Uranus, the planet of change, and it is almost the opposite energy.
Sounds better. I mean, I'm no astrologer, but that sounds better to me.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. This occurs in the Sky Watch about once every 14 years. It'll happen three times. And so I'm going to alert you to this. These are the three pockets of time in 2010 that are really good. Say you want to quit smoking, take an exercise class, take a class, travel. There'll be one in early June, in middle September, and at right Christmas time at the end of 2010, in three different times, the planet of good luck and the planet of changes will meet in the sky. Well. You know what? This is a really good year for everybody to do that 100 things you want. Do you remember doing that?
I remember doing that. I've remembered having New Year's resolutions for many years, as many people do. And it's always wonderful to see which ones we keep.
or even instead of resolutions, how about just things you want to change?
Great idea.
Okay. Just, well, it is resolutions, isn't it? Sure it is. But this is really a year, a once in 14-year time, when we can really make some positive changes, and particularly because we're coming out of a year when change was hard.
All right, so we all know how the economy has been in 2009. Do you see it improving in 2010?
I think by the fall, yes. If I was going to pick the bottom of 2010, we haven't talked about, you know, there's always quack times in the Sky Watch, too. Oh, yeah, well. July and August are going to be the hardest months of 2010 as far as the Sky Watch. That, to me, is the bottom. And then in September, October, November, December, the Sky Watch gets better, 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 better. And I would see us having a good Christmas next year.
Oh, that sounds great. I love hearing that, Lance. Now, I know there is one little wrinkle in time. At least I think of it as a wrinkle, and that is Mars going retrograde. When's that happening?
Oh, it just started last Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
Started December 20th. It'll go until March the 10th. Okay, it's a long one. I know. It's 80 days. It comes every other year. Really what it says is this is not the time to try and do your best. This is a time to pull back. Look over what you're doing. And not a good time to really start something big in your life. There's no energy for it. But to be planning something that you are going to start, and I'll give you a great day in March, after Mars goes direct on March 10th. What will happen is people will get angry over things that are really surprising to you. Mars is the anger planet. It's also said that whenever you aggress, aggressors lose in war during Mars retrograde. And Napoleon lost at Waterloo because Mars was retrograde.
Well, what about us sending extra troops, more troops, having another surge in Afghanistan? Is that really, it's not really starting something new, is it?
No, but I bet it doesn't go well.
Oh, dear.
I know. It's war. It doesn't seem to be the answer. It really isn't the answer. Yeah, and for all of us. Okay, so Aries and Scorpio, you're ruled by Mars. You'll notice this most. But for all of us, you just don't have as much energy when Mars is retrograde. You may need a little more sleep, kind of take things over. But give yourself time to kind of cook something that you'll begin. And I'll give you the day. March 15, there is a new moon, five planets in Pisces in the sky. Wonderful. And Jupiter and Uranus are in the middle of it.
Oh, wow. So that's the Ides of March.
Ides of March. So winter's probably going to be slow. It's a time really, in a way, to be winter, you know, to go inside. It's not really a growing time. It's a time to look about how we want to grow in the future.
if you were going to pick one sun sign, and I have no idea which one you're going to pick, that would be affected the best by the energy of 2010, and one sign that would be really having a few challenges in 2010, is there any way you can pick out a sign, either one of the most positive and then one of the most negative of all the 12?
No, and I'll tell you why, because you have more than one sign in your chart. In other words, most of us have planets in five or six signs.
Sure.
Okay, well, good luck's going to be in Pisces next year. So anybody who's a Pisces or has the moon in Pisces or Venus in Pisces or all water signs, they will all profit from Jupiter being in a water sign.
Mm-hmm.
Pluto is in Capricorn. If there's going to be challenges, it will be the early Aries, early Cancer, early Capricorn, and early Libra birthdays, because Pluto will either be square, conjunct, or opposition.
Mm-hmm.
So those, if you're born like the first three or four days of those four signs, you're going through a major transformation time. It's kind of like shedding your skin is what you're going through.
So just kind of summarizing what I'm getting from what you're saying, and of course we've just got a few minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we've got a whole hour, or we could even take a week or a month to talk about all this. But if I were going to kind of summarize what you are saying is that, boy, you know, things were pretty crunchy and tight this year, 2009. Certainly lots of change. You either went for the change or the change went for you. Sounds like in 2010, it's time to really embrace the change and do something new, but do what you want to do. And I guess I would say affect your life rather than be at the effect of it.
How about follow your truth? Uranus rules the truth.
Uh-huh.
So that's like in 09, the truth of our banking system became known. It's corrupt. Okay, well, here comes good luck to the truth. Anything you do that's your truth, this is really follow your bliss time. You know, it's like, what is the truth of you? Well, good luck is sitting next to that planet. Now, you know, you can't be president overnight. You've got to put in the work and the duties. But what it's saying is, be you. Yeah, yeah. Do what you like to do. Use your own genius. Uranus is a genius planet. And the thing is, Bonnie, they're both going to meet in early June in the sign of Aries. This won't happen again for a century.
Wow.
This is the beginning of a revolution.
Wow.
A revolution is coming that's going to be as strong as the hippies were in the 60s. That kind of a revolution is on its way. And the first seeds of it will show up in June this year.
Do you think the new health plan is part of that?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's moving in a different way than it has before. That's only minor, though. This would be much bigger. I mean, think how big, you know, the hippie days were. We were, you know, had the cops and fighting on campus and all that. That idea, that fervency is ready to be reborn.
Yeah, people getting their energy back.
Yeah, and it's like even the old hippie ideas, like let's be green, let's recycle, let's be organic, let's not tear up the earth, you know?
How about having some peace on the planet?
Yeah, peace! What can peace a chance?
I love it, Lance. You're always so much fun. Hey, listen, you've got a new date book out. Why don't you let people know about that?
Oh, it will tell you what the kiss and quack days are for 12 months. Every month, like January, I give you the big picture. Here's what's happening. Here are the kiss and quack days. You'll see when all the retrogrades are. If you're going to travel or get married, I recommend there's good times ahead, and there are some real quack, quack, quacks. Knowing the Sky Watch will just help your planning. You can read about it on my website, skywatchastrology.com. Just one word, skywatchastrology.com. And the Sky Watch is up there every day, so you can get your daily grind.
All right, so this is really for somebody who wants to get out their calendar and start marking things way in advance.
Uh-huh.
So that they can really, well, dare I say, see beyond.
Yeah, it's like, when are you going to go to the dentist? I would go on a kiss day.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to take your car to the vet? When you're going to take your kitty to the vet, the car to the mechanic? Yes, you all have things you want to do, and it's better if you use the better Skywatch days.
Well,
people,
Lance,
together.
It's always so good having you here with us. And, boy, you have been with Seeing Beyond for about 20 of our 21 years, gifting Skywatch to Seeing Beyond users who go on to our website, gifting Skywatch with your very own voice early in the morning to Seeing Beyond listeners. I want to thank you so much and just wish you and Leslie and all of your friends, the feathered and furry friends as well, the best of New Year's, Lance.
Gosh, bless you. Bonnie, thank you very much. And thank you for giving me the chance to talk to all your listeners. And for all of you, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and let's keep the faith in 2010. Good things are possible.
I love it. And remember, Lance Ferguson will have his really, really good dates right there on the predictions page of our Seeing Beyond website going up December 31st at midnight. If you want to find out more about Lance and his work and get that date book, go to skywatchastrology.com. Hey, Lance, we'll cluck back at you in the beginning of the new year. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Bonnie. Take care.
We've got more. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond.
What will 2010 bring to you? Why wonder when you have the power to control your own success? Attend Energy by Design, a compelling two-part seminar series starting January 15th in San Francisco. Learn how you can kiss fate goodbye from the always entertaining Dr. Fred Alan Wolf, a.k.a. Dr. Quantum, world-acclaimed quantum physicist and popularizer of the science-spirit connection. You've seen him in the movie The Secret. Now see him live. Seats are limited, so reserve now for this exclusive series that also features Feng Shui Master Joey Yap, who joins Dr. Wolf on March 19th, again in San Francisco, for a rare audience Q&A session. Learn what energy is really all about from a quantum physicist and spiritual point of view, and learn practical and proven methods that will help you achieve greater success in 2010 and beyond. Go to their ad on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website, seeingbeyond.com, where you'll get all of the information you need and can purchase tickets online.
Due to an overwhelming response, astrologydating.com's lifetime membership is filled. The good news is that they're now offering the first 50 Seeing Beyond listeners a free one-year membership to astrologydating.com, in addition to a free comprehensive astrology report all about you. Once you've signed up, simply reply to the email you receive welcoming you to the site and let them know that you're a friend of Seeing Beyond. AstrologyDating.com is the premier astrology dating site using your unique astrological blueprint to match you with your truly compatible match. Find your love in the stars, www.astrologydating.com. 2010 is almost here. You have time to reevaluate your life. You've been looking for a new career that gives you the ability to help yourself and others make incredible life changes, changes that are self-empowering, healing, and very fulfilling. Therapeutic hypnosis is rewarding work that transforms a person's life easily and continuously. Call the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy at 650-321-6419. That's 650-321-6419. Or visit them at PASOH.com. And the good news is that they have $100 off for Seeing Beyond listeners. Just mention Seeing Beyond. Their open house, free of charge, is going to be taking place January 6th, 6:30 to 8. And their new Hypnotherapy 101 classes are beginning Wednesday, January 13th. Call for more information, 650-321-6419. Welcome back. I am Bonnie Colleen, and isn't it fun having some of our favorite metaphysicians here on the airwaves with us talking a little bit about the transition from 2009 to 2010? Our guest this segment is Andrea Morasi. She's a natural psychic medium, teacher, and Reiki master, working directly from source with the assistance of a host of interdimensional beings. She honed her skills over the years through various metaphysical studies, including meditation and sacred tarot, which she uses regularly in readings. Since 1992, Andrea has been providing psychic counseling services for people on any variety of topics that finds her skills particularly relevant when working with people who are conscious of the spiritual path in their life experiences. And the good news is that Andrea will be among our favorite metaphysicians giving their predictions for the year 2010. You know, those are going up on our website midnight, December 31st. Andrea, it's been way too long. So good to have you here on the program again. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's so great to be back.
Well, in honor of that, you've got a very special offering for Seeing Beyond listeners, and some of them might want to use that.
Yes.
For seeing what, seeing beyond in their own lives for 2010. So we'll talk about that in a bit. But first of all, where do you get your information that you impart to people?
Well, as you said, I do have the assistance of several interdimensional beings. I like to think of them as multi-talented, and they do work in a group. So for a while I was working with a point person, but it seems as though they want to work a little bit differently as I go through my career and my path, and they are communicating to me in a group without just a single voice. So it's a lot of fun, and it's very mind-expanding.
Why do you think that they chose you? Why are they speaking through you?
Well, I think we all have the opportunity to be spoken to and be speakers for them, for various beings. We certainly all choose guides prior to coming into this lifetime, at least that's what I believe. And I think I'm very lucky to have the entities that I do have, but I think, as I said, I don't think I'm special in any particular way. I just think it's a skill I've developed, and I always tell people it's like practicing the piano. You've got to keep using it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like this group of souls passing, into the ethers. They're certainly not physical presences, mm-hmm. but in the beyond, we might say. Mm-hmm. Sounds like they get along with each other.
They do. And, honestly, I'm not entirely sure. In fact, I'm quite sure they're not beings that have lived on this planet.
Uh-huh.
I think they are from other dimensions. And we like to, because of the limitations of our human mind, we do like to place a geographic location on it. And I think over the years they've asked me to not think in that way, to sort of, it's almost better not to understand sometimes than just accept. And this is one of those cases. They're interdimensional. They come from somewhere else. But because of our time-space limitations that we have in our human brains, we like to place, like I said, a geographic location on it. And I don't think that's really necessary in this case.
Well, what do they, through you, have to say about this transition point that I've been talking about? I mean, maybe give us a quick wrap-up for 2009 and some suggestions about what we need to be thinking about before getting into what 2010 has to offer.
Well, okay. So the way I'm understanding it from them, they're telling me that we actually were a bit scattered in 2009, and that's not a judgment. It's more, we've been bombarded by, opposing forces, and that would prefer not to have us focused on things like spiritual path and recognizing our being and things like that. They would prefer to keep us thinking and analyzing and confused. So this point in the year, although, it hasn't been the theme for the whole year, I really feel this point in the year, they're showing me the Hanged Man now in the cards, which is the letting go, kind of letting go and acceptance of all that has been, because none of that is going to help carrying forward into 2010. And what has been has not always been the greatest in 2009, as we know. It's been a tough year for a lot of people. But there's, I think, a great emphasis on letting go of not just the negativity of 2009, but the negativity of our past in general. And it's funny because I'm getting it. If there was ever a year for resolutions, it's 2010.
Ah.
I'm sure they're not thinking about resolutions in the way that so many of us do. I'm going to lose that 5 pounds and never do. This is serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do talk a lot about that in my prediction, so I know you don't want me to get too far into that because it's going to be up on your webpage. But there's something about transcending your humanity in 2010 in a positive way. So it's almost like we have to all become superheroes, superhuman, and go beyond what we've thought ourselves capable of.
Take off the fetters, right?
Pardon me?
Take the fetters off. Take the lid off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's only a matter of going beyond our perceptions of who we are as human beings. And unfortunately, we seem to get trapped in that, what our mind thinks we are, what our minds think we are, what we're told we are, and that's just our mind. That is not our being.
So So the card for 2009 has been and is the Hanged Man, especially this part of 2009,
yes,
as we're very close to the bong, the 12 bongs of December 31st. We all know what that signifies.
Yes.
Have you selected a card yet for 2010? Do you know what it is? Are you willing to tell us, or do we have to wait for that, too?
Well, if I can talk a little bit about it, if you don't mind, I don't mind.
No, I'd love to.
Because I have already done that web page for you,
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to be sending along. It's actually, much to my surprise, and I know it's going to be a surprise to people who understand the cards, but the Hierophant, or the number 5 in the Major Arcana, is what came up.
Ah.
I'm kind of surprised by that because I almost expected, you know, us to be, the vibration of it to be a little bit closer to, say, the number 13 card, which is, you know, radical change, or it's what some people call the death card, but that's just radical change. But it comes in not in a way of the usual Hierophant vibration, which is traditional spirituality, perhaps listening to the voice of convention, things like that. There are many, many different meanings, but I know that's the first one that jumps to mind for a lot of people. I think the focus is meant to be, I do believe the focus is meant to be, they kept showing me the number 5. The 5 on the card, the Hierophant, is what the focus is. So that to me is almost, if you can think of the change card being the Hierophant on steroids, and I know that's not the conventional tarot meaning, you tarot people out there, but if you can think of it in that light, and that the Hierophant is the spiritual path, but no longer can we think of the spiritual path in those terms. It's almost as though the cards and the tarot themselves are transitioning to another level of evolution. You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is a time of giving up fundamentalism. It's a time of giving up rules and regulations, and this is the way everybody's supposed to be, and the way of really opening up to all kinds of possibilities, getting our own information, which is interesting because that's how we started out our conversation right now.
Right, right.
Well, people are going to get more information about this. It's fascinating, and you are one of our best readers, and I'm so appreciating that you're going to be emailing in your predictions, and they'll go up on our website,
yes,
seeingbeyond.com, at midnight on December 31st. Now, you've got a wonderful special for Seeing Beyond listeners, but before we put that out, how can a reading with you, Andrea, help prepare people for what's to come, especially in this new, very transitioning year?
Well, interestingly enough, you know, people tend to come to me for specifics, you know, and predictions, and 9 times out of 10 end up being more interested in the consequences of that prediction or how they're going to get to that or why they're going in that direction. And that makes me very happy because then they're looking at the path. And I think no more than, I should say more now than ever, a reading for 2010 can help them prepare for such a highly transitional year. Even if they want to know specifics and predictions, that's all well and good, but I think it's going to be all the more important for them to understand how and why they're getting to these places in their life and what comes beyond that.
So you've got a wonderful special on your readings. Put that out for Seeing Beyond listeners.
Sure. Any January 2010 reading is going to be $65. That's regularly a $90 reading. And I do a recorded CD, and I call the client, so there are no additional phone charges incurred. So that's for any appointment in January. You can call and make that appointment anytime, but it would be for appointments made in January.
And all major credit cards are accepted,
yes,
and I think that would be so wonderful to get through the holiday season and then really sit down with an intention of finding out more about us. The readings can be done over the phone. Call Andrea at 408-209-2278, 408-209-2278. Find out more about her at psychichit.com. And is there anything else people need to know about the readings?
Well, I think it's important to be prepared because sometimes when you're sitting in a reading, it's kind of like a deer caught in headlights. You know, you might have wanted to ask me something, and yet when you get there, I'm going away a mile a minute. I tend to move very quickly through readings, and you might forget something that you want to specifically ask me. So it's good, even though they're recorded, I think it's really important to keep a piece of paper there to just kind of jot down ideas while I'm going at 60 miles an hour so that you can interrupt me and ask me some additional questions.
I think that is really important, and what a wonderful, wonderful offering for Seeing Beyond listeners. A whole hour with Andrea Morasi, regularly $90 for $65. This includes a recorded CD. She calls you, so no phone charges are incurred. What a great stocking stuffer or gift for a special person for Christmas. So the reading would be done in January, but you could gift this to the person anytime from Christmas on as a kind of a little PS present for them. So again, Andrea's phone number, 408-209-2278. That's 408-209-2278. Well, Andrea, we're going to have to get you back on again real soon. We can talk about 2012.
Great.
I know
yes.
that 2010 is just moving us right up closer to that
Absolutely.
Very important date. So we'll hear more from you about that, too.
Yes.
Andrea Morasi, her predictions on our website, seeingbeyond.com, going up there at midnight, December 31st. And again, if you want to find out more about her, go to psychichit.com or call her for that very wonderful special, 408-209-2278. Andrea, thank you so much for having been here.
Thank you so much, and blessings to everybody.
I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond.